Czechs were shocked and saddened on Sunday night to hear of the death of Karel Svoboda, one of the country's most popular songwriters. Svoboda, who wrote hundreds of hits and film scores, was found dead in the garden of his villa outside Prague. A police investigation into his death indicates he took his own life. Pavla Harakova has more.
Karel Svoboda is a household name in the Czech Republic, both thanks to his timeless hits, but also because his music comprised the soundtrack to some of the country's best-loved films and TV series. When he lost a young daughter to leukemia a few years ago, the hearts of the Czech public went out to him and his wife Vendula. Now Karel Svoboda has left behind a toddler son, and that's also why the police report of his death came as such a massive shock.
Včera v půl sedmé večer jsme dostali na linku 158 oznámení.
On Sunday at 6:30 p.m. we received a call reporting the suicide of Mr. Svoboda. A doctor and forensic experts arrived on the scene along with our officers. Evidence suggests that Mr. Svoboda shot himself with a legally held gun. An autopsy will be carried out. In accordance with the wishes of the family, we will not disclose any details.
Bližší informace na přání rodiny nebudeme sdělovat.
Karel Svoboda was born in 1938 in Prague. As a young man, he abandoned dentistry studies and devoted himself to music. Many of the big hits he wrote over five decades were sung by popular Czech singer Karel Gott, who was distraught at the news.
Right now, it's very difficult for me to comment in any way on the news about my great friend Karel Svoboda, with whom I shared so much success, both at home and abroad. It's impossible to say anything because it's such a great shock. It'll perhaps sink in later.
The work of Karel Svoboda is well known throughout Central Europe and beyond. He composed music to the Japanese animated series The Adventures of Maya the Bee, which was screened all over the world. Svoboda's songs also received awards at music festivals from Tokyo to Cannes. After the Velvet Revolution, he turned his hand to writing musicals. More than 1.5 million people saw his hit show Dracula, whose soundtrack also sold 250,000 copies. Karel Svoboda's last major work was the musical Monte Cristo, which premiered in the year 2000.